With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
From way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. Did you survive the storm? It was all last night. Alert and tornado warning. I was getting nervous. I was getting a little bit I kept sticking my head outside. Like, is everything all right out here? Do I have to grab the wife and the cats and shove them down into the basement? Because one of the reasons I buy houses with basements, it's the safest place to be. And even though, Casa de McCann is built like a bomb shelter, it's got old rough cut lumber and blah, 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 it's not going to stop a tornado. Mm-mm, not going to happen. So we survived. We got through it pretty much okay here in the Richmond area, but other areas did have some major damage. From what I understand, tornadoes did touch down. We're going to have to discuss severe weather at some point today, because we're in hurricane season, or at least we're really, really close to it. And for the last 5 or 6 years, I've said, we haven't had one in a while, but we're overdue. I mean, if you remember last year, I canceled my wedding. I pushed my wedding back 2 weeks because we were about to get just blasted by a storm. It missed us. I mean, Virginia just did like the Neo Matrix bend. I guess we can't call it the Neo Matrix bend. That baseball player pulled something off the other day.
Oh yeah,
he looked like Keanu Reeves, dude. It's like I'd have been more impressed if he caught it. Of course, I am joined by my partner in crime, my producer Jordan, who has been just. Dude, you are international man of mystery. You have been traveling all over the place.
Yeah.
How's it going being a CAPS journalist?
It's been awesome.
Okay, so you've been where? You went to North Carolina and South Carolina?
I called last week on my way to DC for game 2.
Yes, you did.
I went to game 2,
which they won.
They won that. And then I came back. I got back to Richmond about 1:30 in the morning on Sunday, and I didn't get to bed until like 3:30.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
You know, my sister, Meg, she can come home, crawl right into bed, and is out. I can't do it. I've got to have a couple hours of just downtime.
Yeah, well, I had to pack anyway, because I didn't have time and didn't think about it until I got home. So I didn't get to sleep until about 4-ish, woke up at 5:30.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, an hour and a half of sleep. Sarah came to the house. We got in the car. She drove us from my house to Charlotte.
Which is what, good 4 hours?
It took us about 5, including we stopped twice, I think.
Oh, so you can't do that, man. You can't stop.
Yeah,
gotta,
well, she
power
yeah,
through.
She can't hold her business like
okay.
I can.
Well, yeah, there.
And so, we stopped twice. We stopped in Charlotte. We visited with her cousin and her husband, who is a really cool guy. He's British, and is a big Liverpool supporter. So as soon as we got home, he got home like we had been there like 20 minutes. He got home, flipped on the TV, and we watched the Liverpool match. Which was awesome. He fixed us proper English tea as well.
Last year, I was watching the soccer at Rosie Conley's, and watching soccer with actual British fans is the greatest thing in the world.
Yes.
Because they are just screaming at the darn television. One guy, he yelled out in the middle of the game, "What are you doing, you Muppet?" And I just turned like, "Did you just call him a Muppet?" He goes, "Yes." I'm like, "I think I've waited my whole life to hear a British guy call somebody a Muppet."
Yeah. So we did that, and then I took over the driving, drove us 3 hours from Charlotte to Toccoa Falls, Georgia. We checked into the hotel, changed clothes, and then we went to Toccoa Falls College for her friend Stephanie and Daniel's wedding, and they got married in front of a waterfall, like Toccoa Falls, like this gorgeous waterfall.
Okay, right now I'm so glad my wife is still asleep.
Yeah.
Because if she knew that there was an option to get married in front of a waterfall somewhere, I might have spent a lot more money.
Yeah. It was awesome. We had a great time. So we stayed the night in Toccoa and then got up the next morning at a reasonable time, not 5 in the morning. And then...
you had another Caps game to go to, right?
Yeah. We drove 5 hours from there to Raleigh, and then I covered the game in Raleigh.
Which they lost.
They got shellacked 5-0.
Ooh, that's painful.
Yeah, and then we spent the next day in Raleigh, walked around the Capitol. We went to the Museum of History. They have this really cool exhibit since, I guess, this year was the 100th anniversary of World War One.
Yes.
Or the end of World War One.
The end of it.
And so they had a huge exhibit that you could go check out, and obviously it was... You know, honoring all the North Carolina folks.
Can I back you up for a second? Because you're a sports guy. I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the Super Bowl is one game, winner takes all, and it's done. Everybody else does playoffs with like 7 games, right?
Right.
Am I wrong in thinking, you know, these guys know they get a little bit more money if they can go the full 7?
Yeah.
So I always feel like, you know, okay, we're 2 up. All right, we're going to let them have it tonight so we can keep this going.
Well, Washington seems to be doing that because their series is tied now at 2 games apiece, so it's a best 2 out of 3, essentially.
Oof.
So Washington needs to win tonight because I don't like their chances going back to Carolina on Monday.
So you're going to D.C. tonight?
D.C. tonight and then back to Carolina on Monday for game 6.
You, sir, are an animal.
And then if the series is still tied after Monday, then the penultimate game seven will be Wednesday.
You're going to be absolutely worthless come Wednesday. Absolutely worthless. 345-1140 is the phone number. If you want to get through to the show, I do have a ton of stuff to talk about. I did do stand-up this week. I'll tell you about that because it's a pretty good story. I am now officially... terrified of the Amazon thing that is in my house, the speaker. I'm not going to say its name because it did something this morning that was just weird and freaked me out. And I am seriously thinking about putting it on Craigslist. I didn't pay anything for it. We got it at a raffle. But when they say it's always listening, it is always listening. Freaky stuff. And, of course, I want to take one small minute to say to my Christian friends, which is, there's a lot of them, Happy Easter. Jordan, Happy Easter to you too, sir. I know you're a good church-going boy. To all my Catholic friends, Happy Easter, because it's one of the 2 times you're happy all year round. I was raised Catholic. I get to say that. Easter, Christmas, that's it. The rest of the time, if you're Catholic, supposed to be miserable. And to all my Hebrews and Shebrews, happy Passover. I've done it. You want to have a long night? Go to a Seder at a Orthodox Jew's house. It goes on forever and ever. And your butt's numb by the end of it. But it's a lovely thing. I'm glad I have gotten to experience in the past. So anyway, To all my people out there, it's a holy weekend for y'all. So please celebrate and enjoy. I've got a ton of stuff to talk about. My name is Richard McCann. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And don't forget, you can go to WRVA.com, download podcasts of the show. They're all there. This is The Home Show. RVA 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to The Home Show. Hope you are having a wonderful day. I hope your house survived the storm. And well, we will talk about storm prep because, you know, it's almost hurricane season and the weather's been wacky.
It's because of global warming.
I don't know that. I'm sure something is going on with the environment, but I'm not smart enough to know what's causing it. So we're not going to get into that argument at all. All I know is weather's wacky, and we're way overdue for a hurricane. I mean, way overdue. I'm already starting to look at trees in my yard and on the side. Actually, it's the city's trees I'm worried about. I've got one that's half dead and split in the center, and the city won't do anything about it. So, and it's been reported. I know it's been reported. It might accidentally fall over in some wind.
Does this look like chop marks to you?
I don't know what happened. Sorry, Ossifer. So here's the weird thing. And understand, I got time to talk. So I get up fairly early on Saturday. That's a given. We know that. It's not well documented. And the reason being, I want to be awake enough when I get here. You know, I don't want to be like Jordan, just come in like, "Hi, Roger. Did you get any sleep?" "No, I'm good. I'm good." No. And so I get up. This morning, I'm having my cup of coffee, watching some new kung fu show that's on Stars, and everybody does this, even yours truly. We all try to keep ourselves constantly under control. We all try to focus our energies, keep our emotions in check. I do it quite often. The problem with that is, and I'll be the first one to admit it. In fact, it was really funny to me. Years and years and years and years ago, I saw an interview with Leonard Nimoy, you know, the guy played Spock, and he was talking about, you know, because of his character, he had to keep his emotions very tightly in check. And he said, and then for some reason, he said he would just find himself weeping. He said, for no reason whatsoever, except I was just keeping stuff bunched up inside. And I understand that. One of the reasons I don't sleep very well is because about 4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up every morning. Every morning I wake up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And that's when all those little demons start talking in my ear. "Hey, remember how screwed up this was? Hey, did you remember you forgot to do this? Hey, you're really being slack about it." And I get all worked up and I can't go back to sleep. 45 minutes at least. It's anxiety. We all have it. And so I'm watching television and I hear my bride, and I've only heard this maybe once or twice, crying. And I run. I mean, I run. "Honey, what is wrong?" And she's just crying. And I'm, you know, as a man, we want to do what's best. By the way, guys, a little tip for you guys out there that are maybe, you know, not so good at relationships. Here's what you do. You hug and you hold and you don't say anything. Don't say it'll be all right. Don't say it'll be everything's fine. Don't say there's nothing to be upset about. Don't do that, boys. I'm telling you. And she had succumbed to what we all do. You know, we just at some weird moment, emotions just get the better of you. And we're newlyweds, and I said, "Come on, honey. Feel what you got to feel." And I climb back into bed with her for a little bit. Just, you know, that's what you got to do. And we're talking a little bit about just whatever. Talk ourselves, you know, our feelings out. Feeling better about something. And we're, for no reason whatsoever. Jordan, do you have one of those Amazon things in your house?
No, because they're evil.
Yeah, what? Here's what happens. I'm trying to comfort my wife. And all of a sudden, for no reason, the Amazon device goes, I don't know what that is. Out of the blue, it just says, I don't know what that is. And both her and I are like, what? Because no one, neither one of us said its name, didn't even say anything, you know, didn't say, I want a Lexus. You know, if I had said, hey, we're talking about buying cars, I want a Lexus. No, that would have been, just for no reason, this thing goes, I don't know what that means. I freaked out, people. I mean, I get it. I know we're being monitored 24/7. I get it. My phone, every now and then, will just, you know, pop up in the Google thing. Will be like, I didn't understand that last request. I didn't ask you anything. I know we're being listened to. I know complaining about it is pointless, but that, my friends, freaked me out. I'm having an intimate moment. And then the little speaker over on her dresser pipes up. I am considering a couple of things. One, I'm thinking about just, unless it's being used, turning it off. Just, okay? I mean, the only time it ever gets used is first thing in the morning when she gets up after me, even though she's got to go to work. She will ask it, what's the weather like? That's the only thing she uses it for. Period. What's the weather like? Maybe every now and then she'll ask it to play a song. Seldom. So I'm thinking seriously about just turning it off and just leaving it off. The other thing I'm thinking about doing is doing the same thing to my cell phone. I mean, I don't have to answer the phone. I go back in time. I go back far enough that I remember the phone that hung on the wall in our kitchen didn't belong to us. My parents were renting it from Ma Bell before it was AT&T. I was a little kid, and I remember one day my dad trying to explain to me that we didn't own the phone. We were renting it. We were leasing it. And that made no sense to me. That's the way it was. And if you missed a phone call, we didn't have an answering machine. If you missed a phone call, guess what? You missed a phone call. I'm seriously wondering if I might just start turning off my cell phone. But I know one thing. That little speaker, I think it's going away. That just freaked me out. So if you've had any experiences with these things, please chime in because I want to know. I mean, they're not very good, are they? I mean, this one works okay. I remember I was working for this very, very nice people over in the Midlothian area, and they were from India. By the way, went to the Festival of India last weekend, dude. That was a good time. I ate and ate and ate.
Ooh.
And, I mean, just colors and the people were nice and the dancing. It was excellent. And here's the best part. Lemon. You know, have you ever been to the restaurant Lemon right there on Broad? Do you like Indian food?
I'm sure I would.
Okay. Best Indian food in Richmond. I'm just going to say that, right? Nice. Hands down. And we ran into them. They had a booth. They were selling food. And I said to them, my wife and I, had our very first date at their restaurant. I said, we went to your restaurant for our very first date, and now we're married. And they were so excited, they gave us a little gift card to come back to their restaurant.
Sweet.
That's where we're going for dinner tonight. So, I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you were talking about Indian food, and then...
my Indian friends. That's what I was talking about. So I was working for these people from India, and they had the Google version, the Google speaker. And I've never seen anybody get more frustrated in my life as trying to talk to one of these speakers with a heavy Indian accent. I mean, I can understand them. Everybody can understand. But they were just sitting there, and they would ask Google like 8 times over and over and over again before it finally registered what they were saying. So, you know, the tech, it's interesting. But it is far from foolproof, and I do believe they are listening at all times. To the point that sometimes, I read, and there's an article about this last week I was reading. They have certain live people who, that's all they do is listen, because when that speaker doesn't understand what you said, it will contact a live person to listen to what you're saying so it can make the software better for the machine. I'm serious. I've said it for a while. I'm not big on the idea of automation, and now I think I'm against it 100%. That's all I'm saying. My name is Richard McCann. That's M-C-K-A-N-N. That's how you get through the show, is by calling 345-1140. Please do follow me on Facebook. Last week, somebody was trying to reach me. They called the station. Then they started calling my sponsors to try to get my phone number. You want to get my phone number? Follow me on Facebook. It's right there. This, my friends, is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Good morning, Jill.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. You mentioned something about strange calls and things. I get these calls. This is an important message. Do not hang up the phone. Something about something being wrong with my Google account, and people might not be able to get
it. I get two of those a day.
I was unaware that I had a business on Google.
You know, let's not forget that the warranty on your vehicle is about to expire too, right?
What vehicle? I've got a bicycle.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. I get those once a day. The warranty on your vehicle is about to expire. We would like to talk to you about it. I'm like, you know, my truck's from 2002. I don't think it's got a warranty anymore.
Yeah, and they call me saying something about auto insurance. One time somebody's making a call like this. I said, why are you calling me about auto insurance? I have epilepsy and I can't drive a car.
I just hang up. And the nice thing is, I will say this about some of the newer cell phones, like what I've got, it's starting to detect robocalls. And if I hang up on something, it will ask me, was that a spam call? And that will go into the memory of the phone, so it will say it's a spam call the next time they try it.
Well, when they start with this BS, push one, push two, I try to tell them I can't do that because there's no buttons on this phone.
You have a rotary? Jill, do you have a rotary phone?
Oh, yeah. And after a while, I just hang up the phone. And I like this phone. It works very well. When I decided I could finally get another phone after the cell phone conked out, what I wanted in a phone was that I should be able to make phone calls to people, and people should be able to make phone calls to me. And that works very well, but I don't need any BS and calls about
Jill, I always figured you to be one of those Pokemon Go players. I really did.
Pokemon Go?
It's a game on the cell
phone.
What
kind of game?
You wander around and you look for Pokemons.
Huh?
Exactly. Jill, I got to go.
Bye-bye.
Jordan, did you ever play Pokemon Go?
Heck no.
Now, here's the funny thing. You want to know who does play Pokemon Go, and he's a friend of this radio show? Charlie Inch.
Aw.
He walked into the restaurant we were at, and he starts spinning around in circles. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, there's usually a really good Pokemon right behind the bar over there. I'm like, really? Just really?
Whatever floats your boat.
When that game came out, we talked about it here. Matt was my producer then. Dude, he did stories every week of people walking off cliffs, walking into poles, walking into each other. It was awesome. I kind of miss those days. 345-1140 is the phone number. Now, we did have an excessively nasty storm yesterday. I mean, they were talking about this all day. Schools closed early because of oncoming storms, which honestly, and not until the last couple of years have we ever, or at least do I ever remember that. I don't think, I know for a fact when I was in school, which is, of course, a million years ago, At least. We didn't close schools for storms, but you know, this was an especially nasty storm coming in, and they were worried about tornadoes, which we had one hit the south side. What? Last year? Wasn't that long ago. I drove past the building that got hit just the other day, and it's still flattened. Nothing's become of it. And we do have to worry about the fact that the last, you know, 14, 15, 16 months, we have seen more rain than we have pretty much ever. I mean, just monstrous amounts of rain to the point that flooding is now a thing. Every time it rains, it could flood. There's no place for the water to go. But the other thing we really have to worry about, and if you're watching the news or you're listening to the news, you know, there's two types of trees, right? There's your seasonal trees, and then there's your evergreens, your pines, that type of thing. Pine is what's killing people with allergies right now. But your seasonal trees, they both have a different root system. Pines go straight down. There is a tap root that goes down the bottom, from the bottom of that tree that, as I've been told, is as deep in the ground as the tree is tall. If you go in areas that have really tall pine trees and a hurricane comes through, you'll notice instead of them falling over, they snap in the middle. It's because they're deep. They're covered. They're down. The other trees, their root system goes across the ground and goes out far. But with this kind of weather, there's nothing for it to hold on to. You know, it's like sticking a straw in pudding. 345-1140. Tim in Sandston.
Hey, happy Easter, Richard.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a question about a well. I have a deep well. I can't remember exactly how deep it was, but from what I was told, it's pretty deep.
Okay, before we go any farther, is your well a big concrete thing, or is it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I've got one of the little skinny well things up into one section of the yard, and that's supposedly what they said. It was a deep well.
That is a deep
well. And then I got that big concrete well right in front of the house, but I was told that it's not working anymore because there's a deep well now.
Yeah, it probably went dry. It happens.
Yeah, from what I'm running into is something I've never seen or heard before, is when you say flush the toilet, and there's nothing going on in the house, you just flush the toilet, it sounds like running water inside of the concrete well thing. You run the shower, you can hear it running outside, like water's trickling around inside of that well.
But it only happens when you run water?
Yeah. Now, I had Brian McCoy come over. He was checking my filter system a couple years ago.
Good friend of mine. I like Brian.
Yeah, he's my buddy. He said he wasn't sure what that was about, but he didn't seem too concerned. And then just recently, one of his partner came over there checking the filter system again just a few weeks ago. He said, that's bad. And I was like, that's weird. Brian didn't seem too concerned. He thinks it's bad. But I've always been questioning, and I've asked many plumbers about it. They're like, oh, no.
Okay, well,
nobody seems to know.
Let's do a little bit of research. When you opened up the well and looked inside of it, what'd you see?
Honestly, I haven't pulled it open. I didn't know if it was, because I was, when you like flush the toilet, it does it, and I was like, I'm afraid to open that thing up and have sewage in it or something weird.
Okay, so what you're saying is, I know there's a problem. I'm scared of the problem. So if I don't look, maybe the problem won't be what I'm scared of. Is that what you're saying to me here, Tim?
Well, somebody told me that it could be a pump that's pumping water up into the house. Like, if you use the water and you flush it, that's pumping water from the deep well into that well.
No?
I didn't think so either.
Okay. Oh, Tim, going to try my patience first thing in the morning. Okay, here we go. First thing we need to do is look in the well. Okay? You don't know what's going on in there until you look at it. If there was some kind of situation where when you run water, it runs into the well. I cannot fathom that. If there was an open connection going into the other well, you would hear it nonstop, 24/7. It would be running.
Right.
Okay. If you're in Sandston, are you on a septic tank?
Yeah.
Okay. When's the last time you had a septic tank pumped?
When I bought the house about 3 years ago.
Okay, so next year you got to do that. More than likely, more than likely, what you are hearing is groundwater running into that well. I mean, you just heard me talking before you even got on the phone about how incredibly saturated we are right now. Water has to go someplace, and it goes to the path of least resistance. I have been in many, many, many wells where groundwater was seeping into the well around the casings or around the penetration where you put the pipes for the pump. So, I mean, first things first, you know, tell the kids to stay in the house, put the dog away. And you don't have to take the lid all the way off. You just have to lift it up, slide it over, and look inside and see where the water's coming from. If there's no water, then flush a toilet and see if you see any water coming in. But you're asking me to diagnose something that you haven't even looked.
Well, I know. It's my fault. But no, I just didn't know if you ever heard of, like excess water, wastewater, or whatever.
No, if you were dumping wastewater into that well, you would be poisoning everybody that's still running on a shallow well.
That's what I didn't know.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you here. You got to tell. It's like people ask me about their crawl space and they don't look. Okay. I mean, now here's the thing. Bend with your knees. I hurt my back really badly at age 17 moving a well lid. I mean, something that is permanent to this day. But bend with your knees, lift up, slide over, take your flashlight and see. I'll bet you anything you've got surface water running into your well, and that's why you hear running water.
All right. I will take a look. You're going to make me do it.
I'm not making you do it. But I'm not going to take your call again until you get everything down.
Well, I don't want to poison the neighborhood. So
that's probably a good
it.
Idea, you know. Unless your neighbors are jerks, then. I didn't like Bill anyway. Look in the well. You'll be fine. All right, Tim?
Thanks, sir.
Go forth and home improve.
Thank you.
345-1140. Look, ignoring something does not make it go away. I am the most guilty human being of that, period. You hear water running in your well, take a look. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA. By the way, the Richmond Times-Dispatch is doing a best of, and if you want to vote for this little radio show right here for best of Richmond, I'm not against it. In fact, I think it would be hysterical. I think that would be this. I don't think I'm the best. I think that we do a pretty good job here. But, I mean, for all those guys that do it day in and gals or ladies, women, strong women, I just think it would be hysterical if, you know, we made, like, number three. I'd be okay with number three. Like, who? That guy on the weekend. 345-1140. Pete and Sandston.
Yeah, Richard, I got a problem I've had for years. I don't go down to my basement anymore. I don't look at it, and it hadn't solved itself.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
You're a jerk.
I have old school elementary school tile in my basement, and now that the kids have left, it is going to be my man cave, and it needs to be cleaned and what, waxed? How do I restore that old school tile?
Okay, so we're
talking
the rubberized green.
Yeah,
I bet you it's
green. Yeah, how did you know?
Because that's what they put in basements. And I would put myself out there far enough to say there's the slight possibility there's a shuffleboard court in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Am I right? Oh, tell me I'm right.
No, there's not. I'm sorry about I haven't been in the basement in years. So.
But honestly, I have been in more basements. They have that green tile, and then over on one side, it's got a shuffleboard court. Which
I like how you're thinking.
I think it's awesome. All these the millennials have brought shuffleboard back. Shuffleboard is back. I think it's stupid that people are trying to do axe throwing. I've been doing it in my backyard for years. And these people are like, I'm going to go throw axes. I'm like, you're an amateur. I wouldn't do that. You want to clean it is what you're saying to me.
Well, that's my question. You know, they weren't too rough on it, but it needs, you know, it's been wet mopped, but that's it. And when they put it down, I don't think they waxed it or treated it in any way.
Yeah, and they probably wouldn't have. I mean, it was a basement. That was just a little something, so you know, they could put a game room down there or something like that. They didn't think much about it, and they would have put carpet. They would have just rolled carpet out over top of it. You know,
exactly.
Some area rugs.
Yep.
Oh God, what would I use to clean that? That is a good question. I think I would start with a stripper, a vinyl tile stripper. You can pick that up at, you can go to the box stores if you want, or I would call around to some of the flooring stores, you know, that's all they do. Because here's the thing, there's a really strong chance that stuff has asbestos in it. You do not want to disturb it as far as breaking it up or trying to rip it out. Because asbestos is fine. It's not going to do anything to you until it becomes a powder and you snort it. That's when things get really bad. So, yeah, I would just strip it and wax it just like anything else. I mean, there's a million products out there. It's not going to be overly pretty. When I say green, we're talking like old, you know, 1970s bowling ball green, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do I rent one of the big buffers to help out? Is that how this is done?
It could be, but here's the thing. Have you ever used one of those buffers?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I've redone my own floors before.
Okay, so you are a step ahead of me, because every time I try to use one of those buffers, either it or I got thrown into a wall. I mean, it looks like something out of a really bad comedy, like, and there goes McCann across the room. You can buff it out. But I would strip it, buff it, wax it, and call it a day. Now, remember, it's going to be slick. What are you going to do down there?
Oh, it's right off my garage, so it's, you know, Richard, man cave. That's the gathering spot.
Then look, wash it down so it's clean. Get yourself some area rugs and call it a day. All right, seriously. Get a couple of plants and a picture of dogs playing poker. You know, you want to divert everybody's eyes upward. You got to look up. Kind of like when you go to a nude beach. You don't want to look down. You only look up and forward. That's what you want people in your place to do.
No, Richard, when you said that buffer threw you across the room, that doesn't want me to make it. To use it less, that makes me want to go out and rent one right now.
Yeah, now I can hear it now. Man in Sandston killed today while trying to ride a floor buffer. Alcohol may have been involved. It happened in Sandston.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Pete.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I knew it was green. I knew it was green because that was the thing. Everybody did that. And the basement was a game room. It still is. I talked to builders. I talked to my builder the other day. And he said, we were talking about crawl spaces versus basements. And I said, you're a builder. He goes, yes, I am. I'm like, why don't you build a house with a basement? And he goes, well, it adds a lot of cost. I'm like, how much? $15,000? $20,000? Let's say it costs $20,000 to add a basement, maybe even a little bit more. I'll go as high as $25,000 to add a basement to a new home. Let's say that's what it costs. How much are you going to save over the years in just repairs to your house? You don't have to worry about water getting into it, because the way they build basements these days, they're downright waterproof. Putting in your HVAC, easy. Cuts down on labor considerably. Putting in your plumbing, easy. It's right there. Putting in your electrical, easy. Everything. Where are we going to put the washer and dryer? Well, let's put it in the basement where we have a floor drain, so if something does go wrong, it goes down the drain. If a pipe bursts, what are we going to do? Don't worry about it. It'll go down the drain in the basement. You have tornado warnings like we did yesterday. I was about to grab my wife and the two cats and shove her into the basement. I know it's a money-saving thing when we're building a house, but to me, it's totally worth it. If I was ever to build a house, which I hope I don't do, I don't really want to do that. It's too much stress for me. But I put a basement into it. And if I ever move, we've actually talked about, you know, maybe it's almost time to move on from Casa de McCann and into something different. Actually, just need a garage. That's all I need. I need a garage. But, I mean, we've considered it. But I'm not going to look at any houses that don't have a basement. There you go. Personal opinion. Personal preference. Call it whatever you want. And it's hard to find them. It's so hard. Up north, basements everywhere. Out west, basements are storm cellars at the very least. And but as you get farther into the south, you see less and less and less of them. Heck, a basement's a great place to go in the summertime. And in the wintertime. Just a wonderful place to be. Us little troglodytes, we know what we want. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. This is The Home Show on News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM and 96.1 FM.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number two of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody. It is Easter weekend, so to all of my Christian listeners and friends, happy Easter. To all my Hebrews and Shebrews, have a wonderful Passover. And to all of you out there, and you know who you are, that are celebrating 420 today, remember, that's not legal in Virginia. Okay? Just saying. I'm not judging. Don't judge. Judging is not my thing. Judge not, lest ye be judged, right? I don't want to be judged. not by a long shot. But it's to be a beautiful weekend. The skies are going to be clear. The temperature is going to be nice. So get outside. Enjoy the weekend with family and friends. That's what I'm doing. I'm excited. Today, my stepson is getting married. That's right. It's my stepson from my first marriage. This is my second. I understand that. I'm not the only one listening that's on their second. But you could have knocked me over with a feather when I got an invitation in the mail. All I could think was, wow, you know what? I did something right. I didn't do a lot right, but I did something right. So I'm pretty excited about that. So Jordan, international man of mystery, travel all over the place and still doing that for the next couple of days. I did something I've always wanted to do last week.
Yes.
I mean, if you went back in time and found me as a little kid, I'm serious. This is no lie. They said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I wanted to be a comedian. I always thought it was the greatest thing in the world, making people laugh. And I never followed through. You know, I just got intimidated.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Kent Brockman. He thinks I'm funny. And he said, and I found out they have a monthly stand-up at a local brewery. So last Thursday, I did stand-up for the very first time.
How did it go?
Honestly, I do not want to sound arrogant. It went great. You know, I had this huge list of stuff I was going to talk about, all these things that I thought was funny, and much like the radio show every Saturday, you know, you've seen my notebook, yep, all the things I'm going to get to,
yep,
and I never get to.
You scratch a lot of things off.
Well, you know, and my brain just goes off into some tangent, and I had an absolute blast.
Good.
I got the bug. I've got the bug now that I'm going to start looking for open mics in Richmond.
Is Last Comic Standing still a thing?
They're bringing back a new version of it.
Okay.
That's starting this fall, that they're bringing that back. It's not going to be called Last Comic Standing, but it's a comic reality show.
That's what's up.
And there were people there that have been doing. One guy, our headliner, he travels between Richmond. He travels all over the state of Virginia. He does 300 shows a year.
That's how you got to do it, I guess.
Wow. I mean, he was polished, man. He was sharp. He was quick. And knock on wood, saying, you know, not trying to be a jerk, because I told everybody, my first time doing this. And he called me out from the stage. And he was funny. And then he said, this is your first time? I'm like, yeah. He goes, keep it up.
Yeah.
And that felt awesome.
Encouragement.
And here's the best thing. Some of our listeners showed up, including the guy who has the greatest name, Igor Grabinski, showed up. Now, this is a metalhead from back in the day, still does it. He's my age. He's like, it was so cool meeting him and his wife. It was awesome. So I will be doing it again in May out at Kindred Spirit. And if I find other open mics around Richmond, I will I'll put it up on Facebook. Because it was, for me, it was fun. It really was. I did a lot of studying of the human condition. Because what you hear all the time is, comics are damaged people. You hear this constantly. You know, it's one of the reasons that comics can go on and do drama. You know, I was never a Jim Carrey fan, but when he did drama, I really enjoyed it. You know, my favorite comedian of all time, Robin Williams, was one of the most damaged human beings on the planet. And I don't think I'm that way. I got up there. I wasn't nervous. I really wasn't. And, so, you know, if you remember Gary Powell, who used to be my news guy, he moved to Florida. He used to be a stand-up comedian and improv comic, which I think I'd be more nervous doing improv. But he told me, he's like, Richard, just get up there and do your thing. Just get up there, do what you do, and call it a day. So, yeah, I had a blast. I want to thank Kent for, you know, inviting me out, or at least letting me play in his sandbox. You know, that was cool. And I'll do it again. And the reason I even bring it up is I want to tell you, my listeners, because we're about the same age at this point. You know, when we started, all those years ago, I was 30 years old when I first started doing this talk radio show. And my listeners were older. But we have aged together. And the reason I'm bringing any of this up is here's what I want to tell you. If there's something that you've always wanted to do and just made excuses not to do it, now's the time. We're not getting any younger. If you're like me, I'm pretty sure I got less in front of me than I do behind me. It's a terrible way of thinking of things, but it's the truth. You know, accept it. But I really don't want to go out with any large regrets. Let's put it that way. Large regrets. So if you've always thought about, I want to jump out of an airplane, do it. I've always wanted to take motorcycle riding lessons. I've always wanted to take a cooking class. Anything, whatever it is, do it. And yeah, if you fall down, you know, I was fully ready Thursday night to fail miserably. I accepted it before I even climbed on that stage. I'm like, I could fall flat on my face because let's face it, if you listen to me, when I first started doing radio, I sucked. Oh, was it painful to listen to? I can't believe they didn't fire me. But I got better at it. And so Be prepared to fail. And if you've try it, whatever you've been thinking about, try it. What's the worst that could happen? A buddy of mine is turning 50 in a year and a couple of months. He is trying to do 50 new things before he turns 50. I might see if I can get him up on the stage because he's pretty funny too. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. When we get back, we'll start talking about what could happen with weather in our state and getting ready for it. Because you know what? I'm preparing now. I just don't want to get caught my pants down with a hurricane coming in. And it could happen. So that's how you get through to the home show, 345-1140. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to the home show. 345-1140 is the phone number. Nathan wrote in, I'm surprised no one heckled you about crawl space vents. Ha, ha, ha. They didn't. And the other thing is, here's the weird thing. You heckle a comic these days, you can get thrown out of the club. That's right. That's how PC things have gotten.
Don't you be mean to that nice guy on the stage.
That's weird. I expected it. I expected hecklers. Why not? I mean, if I did a bad job. You ever heckled a comic, Jordan?
No.
Good. You know why you don't do that?
Because it's not your show.
And they will eviscerate you.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen comics reach around and just slice somebody's throat open with their tongue. Yeah, you're done, son. So that's that. 345-1140. So we did have this huge storm come through. That's all they were talking about for a day and a half, 2 days leading up to it. And yesterday, last night in particular, as I was watching Last Man Standing, or trying to, I mean, it was a never-ending barrage of warnings, flood warnings, tornado warnings, to the point that even I was getting a little worked up. I was, okay, what is this? My thought was, do I need to stick my wife and the cats in the basement? I was getting a little worried. So now this has got me thinking and thinking hard because we are not that far away from hurricane season. We've had some pretty nasty hurricanes over the last couple of years. They just didn't hit us. We haven't had a hurricane in, 6 years, I think it's been? You know, and I hope it doesn't happen. You know, I hope we don't get any more. I'd be perfectly happy if it never happens again. But we have to play the odds. We have to play the numbers. And it could very well happen. We've gotten schwacked pretty good in the past. I think one of the reasons I live in the city versus living out in the country is that if I lose power because of snow or because of, you know, storms, we usually get it back pretty fast. The longest I've gone was 4.5 days. And I tell you what, it got old quick. I know several people that are like, I don't know, there's something kind of nice. You know, you just kind of hunker down, you know, and just live without for a couple of days. And my response to them is always the same thing. Shut up. Hunker down. Isn't it nice? We have candles going. No. No, it really isn't. Thank you. So I want to start getting prepared now for my house, and hopefully some of the things I'm going to do will help you too, because we're going to all be in the same boat together, aren't we? And the first thing I have to do is I have to convince the city of Richmond to come and do something about the trees that belong to them around my house. I have a corner lot, which means I have trees on two sides. I have nothing in my yard, nothing in my backyard. I just have what belongs to the city, and that's four trees. Of the four, two of them are ready to fall. One of them split in half 12 years ago in a storm. Half of it came right down in my front yard, missed my house, came right down into the front yard. Instead of calling the city to deal with it, Paul DePasquale and I went out there. We chopped it up. I had a chainsaw, and it was fine. And the other half of the tree lived. Surprisingly, it lived. And that's been 12 years. Right next to it is its brother or sister, or whatever. I don't know the you know, sex of a tree. But that tree is half dead. And it's cracked right in the middle. We had a windstorm 2 months ago. And I came home to find a huge chunk of that tree had fallen and missed my fence, thankfully. Chunks of it kind of, it just all landed basically on the sidewalk. And believe it or not, the city came by and cleaned it up. It's their tree. But they didn't condemn the tree that's there. I've got to figure out a way to get them out there. And I've talked to the arborist. I ran into him on the street. I'm driving down Main Street. I see this guy in a city vehicle, and he's going over, and he's just measuring the diameters of trees. And right now, I pulled off instantly like, are you the arborist? And, yeah. And then he showed me his notebook of how many trees he had to inspect. One guy. Thousands of trees. Thousands. And so he put me on the list, but I don't know if I'll ever get to it. I know my neighbors have called about it. So I'm going to stay on him. I'm going to keep calling him. I keep reminding him, because that's the one tree I'm worried about. If we get too much of wind, and I know what direction the wind blows. Whenever we have a hurricane, it comes right in from the east side of my house. Boom, slams right into it. So that's my first concern, and that should be a concern for you too. Go around your house and see if you have any limbs that are dead, any cracking. I mean, when I first started doing this show, we had a nasty hurricane heading our direction, and I was dating a young lady on the north side. I lived in the east end. I went over to her house before the storm, and I helped batten down the hatches. You know, we got stuff inside. We tied stuff down. We made sure nothing was going anywhere. And her neighbors were nice people. I liked them a great deal. They were doing the same thing. And I said to, I think his name was Bob or something like that. I'm like, hey, Bob, I don't want to be, you know, a worry wart. I said, but I'm worried about that tree in your backyard. And I pointed to this one tree that have to be leaning just a little bit a certain way. I said, probably it's nothing, but keep an eye on that tree. The storm came through. That tree came around right down onto the end of their house. And here's the thing. They blamed me. They blamed me for the tree coming down. They're like, we never thought about that tree even once. Never. That tree's been there forever. And then he says, no sooner you mention it, boom, it comes down into our house. I'm like, and it's my fault. You jinxed us. Who says things like that? You jinxed us. So first things first, trees around the house. Make sure that they are, you know, if they're dead, get rid of them. And talk to your neighbors. Remember, a tree comes down out of your neighbor's yard into your house. It is your problem. It's your insurance company's problem. It's not theirs. If you say something ahead of time, you even call the county and say, look, I'm concerned about my neighbor's tree. And they come out and say, you need to do something about that tree. It does put some of the blame back on them. We had one in my neighborhood. This was a year ago. And this is an oak tree. It looked like the grand tree out of Avatar. That's how big this tree was. You know, blue cat people could live in it. Tree'd been there for 100 and some odd years. Absolutely stunningly gorgeous. Every bit of like 80 feet tall. It covered over houses that were two-story houses. A couple of limbs came off and crushed my neighbor's roof. And it was slate. It took months to fix that. And finally, they had to hire somebody to come in and take that tree down. The stump was every bit of 6 feet across. Every bit of it. Nobody expected that tree to come down. But nobody really paid any attention to it, did they? One of those things. The other thing I need to do, because I used up my last one, I have plastic. I have plenty of big, thick, heavy mill plastic. There's a whole roll of it in my basement, especially since I had a flood. So I had to pull out the old vapor barrier. I have the stuff to put the new one down. It's dry, so I'm not worried about it too much, but I have the plastic. I need to buy some tarps And I want you to do the same thing. Next time you're at Big Blue, Big Orange, Pleasance, wherever you go for your stuff, buy yourself a big, heavy-duty tarp and just put it away. Just forget about it. Leave it in its bag. Put it in a closet. Put it in the basement. Put it in the garage, whatever. But no, make sure that you have it handy just in case. See, when the storms come through and roof damage is done, there are great people out there like Kirk Akey, but they can only get there so fast. Take care of your stuff. Get some stuff ready. We'll do some more of this right after news. My name is Richard McCann. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, the News Radio, WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And hey, Jordan, let's just be clear with everybody. All of the podcasts are up on WRVA.com.
Indeed.
Okay, because I am so tired of people saying, well, I see a couple of them. They go back to over May, right? You can.
Yep.
Okay, you're in radio. Nodding your head does not work in this in this medium. All right, so I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. I'm going to hand something over to Jordan because he and I are going to go down south, and you're the one that found this story. So let's do it.
Happens in Florida.
And by the way, I've noticed certain listeners are now putting up stories on pages and hashtagging it. It happened in Florida.
That's what you got to do.
All right. So what is this story that you've got for me here, Jordan?
It appears an elderly woman in Florida fended off a would-be burglar with a baseball bat. That's the face of it.
Charissa Ganey, the 65-year-old Gainesville woman, clubbed a half-naked man who was 300 pounds with a baseball bat. Now, what makes this really just delicious? First of all, don't mess with grandma.
Right.
Don't mess. A dear friend of mine, you know, his mother's now a grandmother, but back in the day, his brother gave her lip, and she smacked him in the back of the head with a cast iron skillet and knocked him unconscious.
Oh, good God.
Don't mess with grandma. But we have audio of
yes. This.
Her telling us her harrowing story, and it's just precious. What? Go for it, Jordan.
So I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, and I got to cussing, and he charged at me. I got me good look. You know how to get ready to play baseball? I clucked him upside the head so hard. You want me to demonstrate, show you how I did it? Paya! I said, I won him!
Paya!
He said, oh! 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 I wore him out. He just turned his little fat ass on, went on around that way. He sure did, and when he got him out of the car, they said, you can identify him? I said, that's him right there. They said, Miss Gaines, he got a big knot on his head. He gonna tell the police them he was drunk. You wasn't that drunk when trying to break in my car. I wasn't playing. You don't bother nothing of mine. He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here, because I was going, fire! So right. This gonna be printed in the paper?
Oh,
on the new
on TV tonight.
What time?
At 6 and 11, Channel 4.
Channel 4?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lordy Jesus. Okay. Thank y'all.
Pacquiao!
There you have it.
You gotta love that.
Florida for the win.
Florida for the... Definitely. You know what? I think it was the Marlins, right, is the Florida team?
Yeah.
I think they should hire her. She can
right.
Get, and Miss Gaines, and she gets up, and pacquiao! Right, okay, right over the wall. All right. Look, I got no problems with any of that, because you shouldn't let people just make you a victim, you know. And I bet you, here's the thing, I bet you they bring her up on charges.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, Florida does have the castle rule, you know. You can.
She was standing her ground.
Yes, she was. That's the other. Yeah, they have that one too. The stand your ground rule. So. But she's awesome. She's my new hero.
Yes.
I think we should send her a card. Something like that. Pacquiao! Funny thing is, I kid you not, the other day, I've got to put up a no soliciting sign. I really, really do. But I was home in the middle of the day. It happens from time to time. And someone's like banging on my front door. And I'm like, I don't want to know who this is. So I have a baseball bat right next to my front door. And I opened the door with a bat in my right, in my left hand. And it was missionaries. I felt bad about it later. I really did. Their eyes got a little bit too big around. I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry. I didn't know who was banging on my door in the middle of the day. Oh, Florida for the win. 345-1140 is the phone number. I was talking earlier. I mean, we did get some really nasty storms. Just talking to Dennis during the news break, I am happy to say not nearly as many power outages as I would have expected. I think he said maybe 1,000 across the entire state, which is pretty amazing as far as I'm concerned. But I am going to start prepping for this coming hurricane season. I used up some stuff this last year. I am almost officially out of glow sticks, but then I realized what few I have left. I bought a gross of these things like 15 years ago. They were in a box at the Habitat Restore. I'm like, I'll take them all. Those things dim. They go bad. I never would have thought they go bad. But last time we lost power, I grabbed what I think I had 5 of them left. I grabbed 2, cracked them and shook them, and I got nothing. Hardly anything out of them. These things do go bad after a while. So if you've got glow sticks, which, you know, I've been saying for years, instead of candles, get the glow sticks. They last longer. There's no heat. There's no chance of fire. If you have some that are, you know, past their expiration date, might be time to chuck them and get some new ones. You can find them any hardware store, Big Blue, Big Orange, all the hardware stores, usually up near the cash register, right near their flashlights. Now, speaking of flashlights, that's another thing. This last Christmas, my wife was in charge of the bigger stuff. You know, she does the gifts for the family members. I am a huge fan of the stockings. That's my thing. And when I went shopping for stocking stuffers, one of the things I found, and you can find them just about anywhere, any of your box stores, is little LED flashlights. That I bought an 8-pack of these little tiny LED flashlights, and the 8-pack was maybe $12, $13. I mean, and that was the little flashlights and batteries. So that was awesome. I don't care. I mean, I don't care if the thing dies after, you know, the batteries die and it never works again. I put these things, I gave one to everybody in their stocking, and then I've hidden them around the house. Little tiny LED flashlights, gives out a tremendous amount of light, didn't cost me much and nothing, and they're there. Power goes out, click, I got something on. 345-1140. Benny in Rockville.
Hey, man.
Hey, brother.
I got a question. When it gets like a big rain like last night, there's a strong odor downstairs in our house, and I don't know where you start. I mean, who do you call to check an odor?
Depends on what the odor smells like.
It smells like cat pee.
Ew. Which
yeah. Is, yeah. We got a cat next door, but, I mean, it would have to be quite a coincidence for every time it rains for it to... I don't know.
Well, I mean, and strangely, I kid you not, last night, as I was getting into bed, my wife was tucking me in. It's so cute. I said, why does it smell like cat pee in our bedroom? And I only smell it when the windows are open and it's really humid.
Right.
That way, and that means either one, the cat peed on something a while back and I haven't found it yet. And I know for a fact she peed on a bag when we got the second cat because that was just protest. Like, bring another cat in here? Damn you. Is there any chance that your neighbor's cat is getting under the house?
Well, that's what my wife said, but I don't know where it would get under the house. There's only one crawl space door, and that's always locked. So
okay, that's one possibility. They're peeing around the house. That's a possibility. It could be. When's the last time you had your septic tank pumped?
About a year and a half ago.
All right, because, I mean, I've had areas where a certain humidity or a certain level of wind, and you'll get that smell coming from vents in the roof. I mean, I know one guy's house, he said every time it rained, he could smell sewage in his backyard because the way his vent was, the wind just whipped right down through it and brought it in. It's a possibility. I think what I'd do is, somebody's calling in and going to answer your question. I would talk to a plumber, but I also want you, when I hang up with you, keep listening.
Yeah.
All right, Penny. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hello?
Sharon on a phone.
Yes. I have an answer to your can't pee when the windows are open spell.
Please tell me.
Do you have boxwoods around your house?
I have azaleas.
You have azaleas?
Mm. I do.
Because I find boxwood smell like cat pee.
Okay, that's a possibility. I mean, it absolutely is. I've also found certain, there's certain products that people have been putting underneath their houses as a vapor barrier. Of course, not Air Resolutions, but other companies.
Yeah.
And when it gets humid, they smell like cat pee. You're going to see a class action lawsuit real soon.
One of those urea-based things, huh?
Something like that.
Foam?
But no, this is a heavy white vinyl. And I've been underneath a couple of houses where it was installed, and it smells like cat pee. And it was...
Well, I live with cats, and all of my cats are boys, and... Now that they're old, I don't have the cat pee problem, but I used to have lots of spritzer boys, if you know what I mean.
I have two girls. I have two girls, and we're seriously thinking about getting one of those automatic boxes that cleans itself.
I've heard that they're great, but some cats get a little scared by them, and then they won't use the litter box. So, I mean, either they're great or they're awful, depending upon how your cat reacts.
Well, as skittish as her cat is, she'll probably freak out. So, but boxwoods, I will keep that in mind, boxwoods, and I'm going to still say to Benny, call a plumber. Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And if you are looking for back shows, podcasts, you can go to WRVA.com, click on my page, The Home Show with Richard McCann, and just click on podcast, and they are all there, all of them, every single one. So going back to like over a year, you'll be fine. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA.
Hiya! I'll say a one-yo!
Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number if you want to get through before the end of the show. By the way, as much as Jordan and I did joke about earlier, the lady in Florida who just whipped the heck out of a guy who was trying to break into her car with a baseball bat. If I had any of my cop friends here, any of my security friends here, any of my military friends here, any of those guys were here, or ladies, women, strong women, yes, sorry, they would all tell you, don't do that. Stay in the house, call 911, because you just don't know what that person is on. You know, the right drugs, you can clock somebody in the head with a baseball bat and they'll keep coming. I've talked to many women who say, you know, I'll just kick them in the groin. If you've ever seen somebody who's absolutely enraged, you do that, that just makes them angrier and, makes them more dangerous. So as much as I think, I applaud her for standing her own ground, and I think she's awesome and she's my new hero. The thing is, don't do that. I had a buddy of mine in here one time. He was a security specialist. And I said something about sweeping my house. I said, I woke up, I heard a noise, I thought somebody was in the house, I grabbed my pistol, and I started going through the house, sweeping the house room to room. He goes, don't do that. He says, you're not trained for that. They could take it away from you and shoot you with your own pistol. Now, am I going to take him to heart? Probably not, but he's right. So as much fun as I had with that, and I do, Jordan, we agree, she's awesome, yes?
Yes.
Okay, but it still was a foolish move, and we do have to bring that up. I don't want to encourage people to do something stupid. Remember what I've been saying, run, hide, fight. She skipped the first two. But seems like she did all right with it. Jennifer sent me a message. Hey, Richard, juniper wet smells like cat pee to me. It's possible. If you smell something like that in your house, especially when it's humid, like I say, either the cat peed on something in my bedroom and I just don't smell it when it's dry, or there's something going on outside of my house. Last night, had the window open, and there was definitely a feral, cruising around my house. Because he was calling up into the house, and my wife's cat was all about it. I'm pretty sure it's one of the cats that, you know, she partied with last year when we got her. She got out and went, and she partied for like 3 days outside. I didn't know if we'd ever see her again. She came home, but very well could be a boy cat is just peeing and marking his spot around my house. That might be what I'm smelling. We're getting ready to tear the whole bedroom apart, so we'll find out. I mean, we're going to strip it all the way down to the walls and come back. It's going to be a mess. Finishing up, well, not really, because I've got more show to do at 10 o'clock. But a few things I do want to bring up since we are on the cusp of hurricane season. And like I said, we're overdue. It could easily happen. You know, butterfly flaps its wings in Japan. You know what I'm talking about? I said earlier, get yourself, buy new glow sticks. If the ones you have are past due, get rid of them. They won't do what you need them to do. They won't light up anything. I found out the hard way what few I had left. I mean, they're 15 years old, and they were done. I'm going to pick up probably a dozen, maybe two, and keep them tucked away. I'm also getting a few more of these LED lanterns. Those things have gotten so much more affordable. When LED flashlights first became a thing, my buddy Brian, you know, gave me a bunch of them from a company named Pelican, and they were expensive. They were really, really expensive, but they were really high quality. As tech becomes more mainstream, those things drop in price. You can get LED flashlights. I mean, I've seen some as cheap as $2. You know, a little one to go on your keychain. That's awesome. It's right there where you are. I also found I have two mag lights in my house, one of which I had for decades, one of which I just got from my brother-in-law. Maglite still uses the old-style bulbs, which blew my mind. I figured they would have upgraded by now. I've gone online, and you can order replacement LED bulbs for your old Maglite. I love Maglite. Remember when they first came out, everybody felt like they were just, you know, Superman because they had this heavy, this thing will take a beating, let truck roll over it. Ah, you can get LED bulbs for this. So don't chuck them. Just buy the bulb. And I think it was like $8. It wasn't expensive. I got to buy two, and I got to buy one or two of them for my brother-in-law. But that's another thing I'll do. Get yourself a big tarp, and I mean a big one, and some bungee cords or some rope. I liked bungee cord, but that's just me. So that if something does go through your roof, I mean, the roof getting punctured, that's bad. I get that. But that's not that bad of a fix. It's the water coming in through that hole that is going to cause major damage later. You want to tarp it as quickly as possible. You can call your handyman, your contractor, whoever it is. And after a storm, trust me, these guys are moving at the speed of light. But it still might be a couple of days. Only so many hands and only so many people to go around. I knew guys that worked 20 hours after last major storm. Coolers are also something that we need. I lent mine to my brother. I'm going to have to get it back. In the wintertime, I didn't care. If I lost power in the wintertime, I could just take whatever was in my fridge, put it into a cardboard box, and stick it on my back porch. Done and done. Summertime's a different animal entirely. I think I've got like a 36-hour cooler, maybe a 48. I keep a pair of gloves with it because I don't buy ice. I buy dry ice. And you do not want to touch that with your skin. Again, that used to be something that was really, really difficult to find. I remember way back in the day, I had to go all the way to Hopewell to find dry ice. Now, I'm in Kroger. I can see it. They have it right there at Kroger. But you don't want to touch it with your skin. You want to have some gloves. And you want to have good work gloves anyway. Because, you know, something goes snafu, you need to have your hands protected. So there is that. And lastly, I'm going to say get yourself a roll of metal duct tape, or Lumitape is what I usually call it. You can find it in the tape aisle near the regular duct tape. Regular duct tape is great. This stuff is better. It's stronger, and it is stickier. So there you have it. That's the things I would have prepared just in case we do get a storm again. And for all of you out there that have one, when's the last time your generator was serviced? It's time to do it now. And make sure you start it up about once a month. Just make sure it's running properly. And for those of you that have a chainsaw, when's the last time you ran it? Mine has not run in 7 years. It's just been sitting. I know for a fact I'm going to have to have it serviced. And I'm going to get it done now before anything happens, before we get into some kind of nasty, nasty weather. Thanks to everybody that called in. Thanks for everybody who showed up at my stand-up this last Thursday. We're going to do it again next month if they let me come back, because I had a really, really good time. And follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. If you're looking for the podcast, go to WRVA.com. Click on the home show of Rich McCann. It will take you to all of the podcasts that you want, that you can binge for days and days. All right, Jordan, let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank Dennis for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I want to thank everybody that called in. Makes my life a lot more fun, a lot easier. My name is Richard McCann. That's McCann. You can find me here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon, hosting the home show. Please follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. You want to email me, richmccann@hotmail.com. I'm going to go find some breakfast, and then I'll be right back here at 10 o'clock. See ya on News Radio WRVA.
Paya! Answer one now! A paya!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.